It is 4 p.m. on February 18th, and this is the City of Iowa City Work Session. Welcome to everyone that is present in City Hall. Hello, colleagues and staff, and hello, everybody out there virtually. We're going to move on to item number one, which is clarification of agenda items.
On the consent agenda, items 6C, Mercer Park, I will need to recuse myself, so we'll have to pull that out.
Anything else? We're going to move on to item number two, information packets, February 6th.
Regarding the scheduled work sessions, four of us had the opportunity to participate in the USG forum, and it was really wonderful. And one topic I think that came up a couple times was the relationship between City Council and the university. And I think that it might be nice to have a university update as a work session item, and perhaps it's more specifically focused on some of our strategic plan action items. There's a handful in there that I think have really close interactions with the university. And so I don't know if you guys have an attitude of having someone from university leadership coming in and talking about either student housing or transportation related issues or the Riverfront Master Plan. Those are all on our strategic plan action items, and they all have, I think it'd be great to have a more discussions at the council level with university leadership if they're willing.
Yeah, I think we had that, was it 2 years ago when we had?
I think it was last year.
Was it just last year?
Yes.
Which feels like 5 years ago.
Yes.
So.
Through their
but yeah, it would,
yes. Facilities plan with us.
Just last year.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, I would be okay with setting something like that. Not, I don't have any strong sense of like immediacy, but without, no. You know, a whole lot of delay.
I imagine it's something we do after budget is done, but
yeah,
no,
that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it would might be nice if we could tie it to our strategic plan though, to sort of knock some of those things off the list. And I think regional transportation is clearly involves them, Riverfront plan involves them, and I think housing issues involves them.
Yeah. Great. Seeing some head nods, we'll just add it to the pending list for now.
Yes. Okay. All right. Anything else from February 6th? Moving on to February 13th. Hearing none, we are going to move on to item number three, University of Iowa Student Government Updates. Welcome, welcome. Your sweater looks warm.
It is, thank you. So I'm going to keep it pretty short tonight. Thank you for everyone for coming to Town Hall. Mayor Pro Tem, we missed you, but you're very busy, so it's okay. The students really liked it. They got a lot of good insight from some of you on your conversations, from your one-on-ones. We were all just very, very happy with how it went. And I will be hosting Town Hall again next year. I've already got a long list of things I would like to do better or change, but if any of you have any feedback, I would love to hear it. Second, our Senate has recently passed a resolution promoting the restoration of native prairies and native like prairie plants, stuff like that, on university campuses, on the university campus, or acreage, I guess. And every year, our sustainability committee likes to plant a tree, just something nice, get a tree planted. But this year, some members of the administration want us to really up that number by quite a bit. So we're currently in talks of where we might plant maybe 100 or so trees. We don't know yet, but so that should be pretty exciting. Also, a couple weekends ago, Dance Marathon happened, which is a big fundraising event the university does every year, and we raised around $37 million for pediatric cancer. Wow. So that was really exciting. I think USG gave them $20,000 from our reserves. So that's all I have for you guys tonight.
Great, thank you. We're gonna move on to item number four, fiscal year 2026 budget discussion.
Is there any follow-up needed from our last meeting in adding that affordable housing piece back in?
No, so I think where we left that with the staff is gonna come back maybe at your March meeting, but could be April, with a recommendation on how to reallocate that $200,000 within our distribution model and seek your approval of that redistribution. It's probably, our recommendation probably won't be to continue to use that for LIHTC. We'll think of a different way to prioritize that, but certainly you could go back to LIHTC or choose any other alternative, but nothing needed at this point from you.
Has there been any advocacy from the different groups who've come to speak with you, Affordable Housing Coalition, Housing Fellowship, about their sense of how that money might be best?
I have not had any okay. of those conversations, no.
All right. Hearing no other comments, we're going to move on to item number 5, council updates on assigned boards, commissions, and committees.
I guess forward looking, there's a seats meeting on February 25th and a comp plan. The next comp plan meeting is March 10th before our next meeting.
Great. Awesome. All right. Other than that, we are done with our work session.
What?
Yes.